A VIA bus at Commerce and Navarro Streets stops to pick up passengers as it continues along its route. For now, that's the only mass transit the city will have. The decision to remove funding by the city and county took both supporters and opponents of VIA's multi-million dollar streetcar project by surprise. For attorney Roger Perez, he says that he hopes this is the time to reevaluate the plan with community input.
Whether this was the correct one or not, I think is obviously going to be looked at and in more detail. But I think that we need to be looking at alternatives to vehicular traffic.
Minerva Torres, an attorney as well, also supports a future streetcar plan.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't think we have enough transportation around this town. Even Austin has a much better system lined up.
Opponents of the streetcar, like James Williamson and Sandra Hickman, were both quick to cheer the city's decision and hope to see the money be placed elsewhere.
I think it can go to other streets that need repair, go to other highways that need to be built, 1604, 281, that type of thing.
I don't think that they need that in this town, because this is not San Francisco. There's not enough money to support it. If they need to do anything downtown, they need to make room for a bike lane, which would make it much more feasible.
While the city and county have both given statements to withdraw their support, VIA says it will not give its own statement until the Transit Authority's board has had a chance to formally meet this week. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.